This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Well, you know, they call me the Huntington Bank bad boy.
What does that look like physically? You go into the bank.
I don't know. There's not much there.
Hello, ladies. I'd like to make a deposit, yeah. If you know what I mean.
Ryan plays the song every time he does our show. Which I like the song, though.
Is that the Alien Ant Farm version?
That's always a conversation afterwards.
Yes, sir.
Which do you prefer better?
One hit wonder.
Yeah, true.
The original.
Yeah. I prefer the original as well. But that one is very good.
Yeah.
That is a very good rendition of that song. We're going to give away tickets to the preview college basketball exhibition a little bit later. A&M, Arizona State, first game of the doubleheader. Houston and Mississippi State, the second game of the doubleheader. So make sure you're hanging out with us over the next hour. We're going to give away those at some point. I'll tell you when, but at some point. All right, yesterday, NBA, FBI, quite the Thursday morning in the sports world. Where are you on legalized gambling?
Love it. Dude, so, you know, so many people are saying, this is what happens. This is what happens. But first of all, this has been going on forever in professional and college sports. Like, guys have been shaving points, throwing games forever. I mean, this happened in the World Series, famously, with the Black Sox. And if you think it hasn't happened since then, I assure you, you're wrong. We just don't know about it. And the more you legalize it, the more you have DraftKings and FanDuel and things like this, the more it's computerized. You can flag weird bets. That's what it allows you to do, is catch the bad guys, catch these cheaters. And don't make no mistake about it, I want all these sons of a guns caught. Like, I want them done. Not only because it ruins the league and the watching process, but you're stealing money. Like, you're stealing my money if I'm putting bet money on that game. Like, that's so grimy. You're dirty. You're a thief. These poker games, getting victims, fish as you call them, to go to the game knowing it's rigged. Like, it's so grimy. That's separate, but legalize the game. The more it's legalized, the more you can monitor it and you can catch it.
Yeah, and they've done a good job of doing that. I mean, you were able to flag. I mean, they flagged Terry Rozier. And the NBA is like, no, he's good. They cleared him. They flagged him. That old Alabama baseball coach. They flagged, like, one of his friends for making unusual bets on college baseball. Emmanuel Classe was flagged because of a first pitch that he throws prop. Is it going to be a ball or a strike?
Everything.
So I think this. I agree with you. I think that it brings it more to the forefront, to the focal point. They're doing a good job of catching it. I mean, back in the day, you're getting whacked. You're getting killed if you turn against the mafia. Now, this junkie on the text line brings up a good point. He says, I don't think gambling is the issue. It's the fixing of games that's the problem. It loses the integrity in the game.
I mean, yeah, that's gambling.
It's a great point. But, I mean, how can you trust it, you know?
Say it again?
I don't think gambling is the issue. It's the fixing of the games that's the problem. It loses the integrity of the game.
Well, yeah, that's gambling. I mean, are you saying gambling
he's talking about the players. No, he's talking about the players. He's talking like Rozier. Like, Rozier fakes an injury in the first half, so it hurts the integrity of the game.
That's them gambling on it.
Though. Right, but that's bad. I mean, you're never going to eliminate the gambling. I see your point.
Well, I'm talking about the gambling from – so, hold on. Gambling from the fans or gambling from the players? Like,
he's talking about it from just gambling in general, legalizing it universally.
Yeah, the problem isn't me putting $45 on a game. That's not the problem. The problem is the players putting 200,000 on the game and then right. impacting it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, why are you even worried about $200,000 when you've made $100 million in your career?
I would like to know that, too.
That's another, like, is it worth it, dude?
No.
Like, what happened?
I don't know.
And you think this is just the tip of the spear. If you think it stops here, you're wrong. And if you think it's just in basketball, we've already caught guys doing it in the NFL. By the way, let's not forget the NBA investigated Terry Rozier and cleared him of any wrongdoing.
Right.
So did baseball and Ohtani.
Yeah, where are you at on that?
Did anyone ever believe it, that it was the trainer that was like, I'm doing all of it?
So
I never believed it from the start.
The bookie that was responsible for what was his name? Ipe or whatever?
Yeah.
He's been doing the podcast circuit. I've been listening to some of them, and they're fascinating. He doesn't believe it was Ipe. He thinks it was Shohei. Yeah. He said that they all met in a poker game. Maybe it was fixed by Chauncey Billups, but they met in a poker game whenever they were with the Angels. And he's like, those guys were, you know, they were tight. They were closer than brothers, he said. And he said that it started off like $3,000-$5,000 bets, which, okay, that's a lot for a translator, right? $3,000-$5,000 bets. He said he got in the hole like 50 grand. So like, hey, you got to pay. He said he paid immediately. So they increased his credit to like $1.5 million, and he started making six-figure bets, got in the whole $5 million, asked for a wire, immediate send with Shohei Ohtani's name on it.
Yeah, dude.
Like, come on.
Like, nah, man, when we're not stupid. We don't want to maybe sometimes believe that this is happening, but when we see something like that, we know damn well what is happening.
Yeah,
this is not far-fetched. And let's also keep in mind, like, Ohtani's not from America. He doesn't know maybe the gambling culture and how bad it is, like how anti-America is in having that gambling in our culture, and the Pete Rose story and the Black Sox. Maybe he doesn't know all that. And maybe it's different where he's from. So, like, that plays a role in it, too. And being so brazen with the bats, like, it's pretty aggressive.
I love the irony of this, though. There are betting props on the next arrest for a betting gambling scheme. I got this in the mail today, the email. Who will receive a longer sentence, Chauncey Billups or Terry Rozier? Chauncey Billups is minus 200 here. Rozier's plus 150. Which side of that do you like the most?
Yeah, I think Billups, because it's tied with the mob and it's like the poker thing and it's the Costa Nostra families.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's worse. But I also don't think either one of them are, because they're going to be like, bro, yo, this ain't me. This ain't my life. I am not going to prison for this. They're going to lean on those guys because they're not going to be able to lean on the mafia.
Oh, they're
going to
rat them out?
Hell yeah.
They're going to be the informants.
Because they're not part of, they don't live that life. They're not the part of the mafia. They just got sucked in, and now they're like, oh no, like I'm not built like this. I'm an NBA head coach, dude. Like, I am a multimillionaire. I want to stay that way legally. So they're going to rat out. They're going to lean on Damon Jones. They're going to lean on those guys, because they can't lean on the mafia guys.
No.
That's the life they live. They don't rat. They serve sentences willingly for the families.
Well, Billups or Rozier receive a lifetime ban from the NBA.
Hell yeah.
Yes is minus 2,000. No is plus 800. So, I mean, it's kind of already baked into the line. Now, it does have some props on the next player coach arrested for illegal gambling. And I did see a report from Pablo Torre that Kevin Garnett was playing in these games, but it didn't say if he was...
I think he was the victim.
Okay, I was wondering.
I believe he was
the victim. I didn't know if he was part of it or if he was a victim. I didn't see any like clarification one way or the other. But the odds on favorite to be the next player or coach arrested for illegal gambling, Malik Beasley, 5-1. So he's the favorite. Michael Porter Jr. is second, 6-1. LeBron James is third, 7-1. I mean, he knows Damon Jones, go Cougs. And then fourth is Rick Pitino, 8-1.
That's
I think they're profiling Rick Pitino because he's Italian. And
he's been known to be a little dirty.
He has been known to get his hands dirty. Like, I think this is profiling on Rick Pitino.
Something I found interesting, because I watched the entire FBI press conference, was Cash Patel said, I know this is going to be unpopular. And I thought immediately, dude, I don't think you understand the people. Yes, these are heroes to some. They're not that big of names. They're big names, don't get me wrong. It's not like it's Michael Jordan, LeBron James, or Derek Jeter. It's not someone like that. I don't think Cash Patel understands that gamblers are like, yo, these dudes stole my money.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be very popular. Very popular.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I don't think that it was unpopular at all. Next Hall of Fame player to be arrested for illegal gambling. Kevin Garnett was 2-1. I think that I saw this email.
How about Paul Pierce?
Pierce is third on the list.
There you go.
5-1.
Trying to think.
I think I heard that poker player say that Pierce plays in these games too.
I believe. How about Antoine Walker?
I don't think he's got the bankroll. He went broke.
Did he?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. Why would you say Antoine Walker?
I'm just thinking of dudes.
Why'd you throw Antoine Walker
out
there?
How about Gilbert Arenas? Just guys with sketchy.
I think Gilbert Arenas might have been. He might have been the rat. No, he's not on the. He's not on this list. For the second guy though is Allen Iverson.
Watch Antoine Walker get arrested in about 45 minutes. Dude, what did you know?
You should place the bet.
My
first,
source.
Though. Place the bet. Have 10,000 to 1. Jordan 6-1 and Barkley 7-1 to be the next.
How
Hall
about Phil
arrested.
Mickelson?
Yeah, he should be pretty high. He's yeah, is he throwing live events?
Anybody, I mean, who cares if you are? Why not?
Does anybody bet on the live events?
Exactly.
Legalizing doesn't protect integrity. It normalizes the shenanigans. Sports betting is super legal in a lot of England and Europe, and multiple coaches have gotten busted. Who get new jobs? This is just the tip of the iceberg. There are going to be bigger names being arrested. Count on it. If Billups goes missing, who made him disappear? The NBA
and that's
the
cultural.
Mob.
And I think, listen, these guys, these commissioners right now, they're not going to be able to sleep. Like they know this is coming. They know their league's involvement. They've had guys involved in all of the sports leagues so far. And if the FBI is involved and now they've got guys that they can lean on, they're nervous as hell.
I mean, how bad does it look for the NBA, though, that they cleared Rozier? Like this?
That's my point. That's the biggest thing that no one's talking about.
He was already flagged for this. And then the NBA's, oh, no, he's good. And then he literally got arrested by the FBI in a team hotel on the eve of an NBA game.
What if, and this, we just don't know, so I'm just putting this, what if the FBI was like, hey, clear him, we got this?
No, I think it's a bad
look. Like, drop your investigation. No. I agree it's a bad look.
It's a terrible look for the NBA.
I agree.
Like, I don't think you could, it shocks me that they allowed him to play.
But it's like the internal investigations are like, none of us buy that crap. Like, you know what, honey? I looked at my actions today and I found no wrongdoings.
Crazy.
Like, I internally investigated myself, hon.
I wonder if SNL is going to make fun of this. They have to, right?
Yeah.
I think they would make fun of this.
But NBC don't. NBC now is in bed with the NBA.
It's a good call. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That's a great point. Let's see. Let's see what happens there. Now, what doesn't get talked about enough in sports? Because there's been a lot of scandal. We've had scandal in our city. We saw scandal yesterday. We brought up Shohei Ohtani. What are things that have happened in sports that doesn't get talked about enough? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe featuring Will on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Football is in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in all the action all season long. You're in Texas. Texas is the best place to make picks and win money on Underdog. Playing Underdog is so easy. Pick whether your favorite players or go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. And also on Underdog, you can pick teams. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash, and you can play with as little as $1. Multi-sports, too. You got Rockets tonight, their home debut. Which picks do you like there? Texans, San Francisco on Sunday. Probably no Nico Collins. Actually, no Nico Collins. Has already been ruled out. So how do you like these skill position picks for the Houston Texans? Jalen Knoll. Coming off a big game, 35.5 receiving yards. You like the higher or lower there? I like the higher. Xavier Hutchinson, 28.5 receiving yards. I don't know how much he's going to get the ball. You like the higher or lower there? You think I don't know ball? Well, go fade me. You like what I said? Well, go tell me. Get your picks right. You can go to 5,000 times your cash. Download the app right now. Sign up with promo code KILLERB to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code KILLERB, KILLERB, Underdog. Make picks, win money.
Must be 18 or older and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play/and/get/terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2. You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
The NBA knew Rozier was going to go down. They didn't have access to the same investigation techniques the FBI had as a junkie. They were only allowed to ask for Rozier's phone. They knew it was coming, so that's why they even even though Rozier's been on the bench for games, they told the Heat he can't play. Well, then why'd they let the Heat trade for him? He was an off-season trade. Yes, you can't have that theory and be like, well, they told the Heat not to play him, but they totally allowed him to trade for him.
Imagine if they got involved of, like, they're about to make the trade, and they're like, ooh, hey, guys, he's about to go to prison forever.
I mean, that's the same thing as telling him not to play.
Rockets are now -6.5, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, it was just 5.5.
I'm glad I got it when I did. Maybe I moved the line.
Did your $20 move it?
I told Kunk, because I'm betting every Rockets game this year, Kunk. I'm going to see how my record against the spread stacks up with the Western Conference.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm 1-0. Rockets might be 0-1, but I'm 1-0. I had the whenever I got it, they were +7.5.
I took the plus money.
Yeah, so I got that.
Oh, so you took plus.
I took Rockets +7.5 against OKC.
Yep,
so I'm 1-0, and you're 1-0. So yeah. I'm on the Rockets tonight. I gave 5.5. What did you say it was now?
It's now 6.5.
Man, I didn't realize I was going to move the line like that. That's insane.
One Alexander Hamilton at a time, ladies.
another junkie. It's a bad look. NFL at least suspended Ridley, and that's not really talked about anymore. It also wasn't football, or it was college football, right? Or was it props?
No,
he was
betting like in the lock. So the thing with the NFL, the rule is if you get on a website on team grounds, you're in trouble. So you're not even allowed to get on your phone and place a legal bet on team grounds.
It wasn't on the NFL, was it? Oh, it was parlays on the NFL.
Yeah,
including games involving his own team. Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't get more than a year.
That's what I mean. It's all like it's bad, man. You can't have it because you're playing with billions of dollars if you're the NFL, NBA, or Major League Baseball. Because if the fans lose trust in your product, like forget, it's over. It's all over. And like, good luck, man. People will, and that's where you're going to see that people might still watch just from a, you know, gambling standpoint. But if they don't trust the gambling, then forget about it. Because there's certain leagues that may not. Fantasy football plays a big time role in interest in the NFL. Yes,
oh, no doubt.
Football is loved, but fantasy football is really loved.
So what doesn't get talked about enough in sports? You mentioned Ridley, which is a good point. I think we'll be talking about the FBI-NBA thing forever. We'll probably always be talking about the Astros sign-stealing scandal as well. But what doesn't get talked about enough in sports? Some scandal, whatever, in the past that doesn't get talked about enough anymore. 713-780-3776.
You can kind of make the point that there's enough scandals to where we move on from the last scandal, whether it's Bountygate or the Calvin Ridley situation, or the Tim Donaghy. Like, there's enough scandal to where we just kind of move on from the last scandal because there's always something going on that's not, like, up to par with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think that there's certain ones that will always resonate and will always, like,
Lance Armstrong?
Yeah, that. I mean, PEDs in baseball, specifically Barry Bonds, Maguire, Sosa, Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
Like, that one's always going to be pretty high. I think the NBA FBI thing's always going to be a butt of a joke for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you had an NBA ref cooking games. Now you have players cooking games. It's really, really bad. And it's a matter of how much do fans care? Does pop culture allow that? Because that's where it kind of like if SNL does something with it, if it creeps into the meme game now, like the memes kind of drive a lot of the narrative of society for better or for worse. And if it starts overcoming that and it's everywhere, that's where you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Because that's the narrative.
I think it'll happen. I think
I agree. I mean, I saw a whole lot of funny ones yesterday.
Did you?
Oh my gosh, dude.
Not enough talk that Alex Cora was the brains behind the trash can and the Apple Watch scandal. Notably, one former Astro seems to hit better when Cora is in his dugout. Oh, taking a little shot at the old third baseman. A couple of junkies say the Ray Lewis murder. Allegedly.
Nancy Kerrigan.
It's a good call. With
Tanya Harding.
There was a podcast on the Ray Lewis activity. It was really, really good. Really, really good.
Yeah, I talked to people that were involved in that investigation years ago. They said it was bad.
Yeah. I think it was bad police work, honestly.
That's the result that we had.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the OJ situation. Like, that was bad, but it was really bad police work in order for it to get to where it got.
And then the deal that he got was sweetheart deal.
Yeah.
Sweetheart deal.
The Kobe case. That's my answer. One that's not talked about enough.
Probably.
Because God rest his soul.
Yeah.
He was beloved. But the Kobe rape case was a very real serious thing. And then he changed his number and was like, wait, who?
He kind of like got away with that.
Yeah.
Like in terms of the court of public perception.
100%.
Because that's not even really brought up about him a ton anymore.
I agree. And to be fair, respectfully, once he died, no one wants to like bring that up.
No.
Because then that's where like...
You're the jerk.
Yeah. And it's that's where when Cash Patel, the FBI director, when he says this is going to be unpopular, I thought he was wrong because I think people are going to love these arrests. Now, if someone mentions what Kobe did in the rape case, that's when people are like, whoa. Like, well, did he not? How about Mike Tyson? Convicted rapist.
In his prime.
Yeah. And now he's beloved in American society, beloved in pop culture.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Like, how about Ray Rice? Now, that ran him out of the league, and I'm not saying he didn't pay his dues. Like, that definitely cost him.
Sure.
But it's not really brought up anymore.
You know, a local one, though.
How about Joe Mixon?
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Like, it's local, but he did the same thing.
How about Tyreek Hill?
That was brutal.
And this is my point. There's so many of them to where the last one gets, like, forgotten about.
Going all the way back to the... greatest defender of all time,
Lawrence Taylor, man, became beloved and had a line in a movie. Cocaine's a hell of a drug, kids. Like, LOL, it did a bunch of blow. Like, okay.
That's kind of idolized, though, a bit.
Definitely that. It's the 80s. It kind of was what it was. It's like, that was a bad man.
Yeah, that's like trivial compared to a lot of like the criminal stuff.
Well, definitely up. Compared to some of the stuff we mentioned where there is a victim in this crime. And not to say that, you know, that's a victimless crime, if you will.
Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
I just watched the documentary on the Cowboys. I had forgotten that he threatened to stab a teammate with scissors because he had his barber chair, or he took the seat in the barber chair when it was his turn to get a haircut. Mm. And what do you think he was doing in the White House? Mm. I mean, Michael Irvin's up there too. 713-780-3776. What are those sports stories, scandals that just don't get talked about enough? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe with Will on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Twitcher, Virginia, says, in all seriousness, the Pat Tillman story not get talked about enough. That's probably a good one. Going to Tempe tomorrow, actually. Mad Max fighting Gary Payton and injuring Horace Grant, but jumping into the crowd to fight a fan. Yeah, that one does kind of get lost in the shuffle. Like, you think Malice in the Palace? Well, like, exactly. Maxwell did that.
Yeah, did. Malice in the Palace. Whenever you bring up fans, you're like, well, it wasn't Malice in the Palace, so whatever.
That was nuts. I was watching that game live.
Malice Palace?
Yeah. That was wild.
I can't. Was that, what year was that, 2003?
Somewhere around there. I would watch, I think it was 2003. Because I was.
2004, November 2004.
Okay, so I was a freshman in college.
Yep.
And back then I was watching like every single sporting event that came on TV.
Oh, yeah.
So I watched every
without
TNT
gambling,
game, every
by the
ESPN
way.
Game. Says who?
You were gambling back then?
Says who?
How could I didn't know. I wasn't that deep into it yet.
Yeah, I mean just not much though. But I was playing.
You know what? I lie. My sophomore year?
Yeah.
That's when the Bovada thing got me.
Yeah, I think that's what I was on.
When I found myself up at like 1 a.m. once watching like Hawaii Air Force white kids trying to rain threes, and they didn't do it, and I was furious. And it's like, I think we might be good. By the way, if anyone's out there who's ever cashed out from Bovada, has anyone ever gotten paid by Bovada? Ever?
I don't think so.
I think everyone just deposited, redeposited, redeposited. Because trying to get it, I remember once was like,
impossible.
No, you got to call this guy. No, you got to call that guy. Good luck. You know, do you have this account? Like, wait, what?
Those were like the party poker days, too. Those were great days. Rigging professional fishing tournaments.
Chris Moneymaker.
Oh, yeah.
We got Weights and Fish.
Weights and Fish. Remember that? Those guys went to prison, right? Because it was something to do with, I mean, the
I don't remember if they did.
The money that they won was so much that it was stealing.
Yeah.
Like a big chunk. Like it was what's grand larceny or whatever. Versus,
I don't remember what happened to him.
Something not good.
They should have looked into MJ's dad getting murdered.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who think that.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that he did get murdered.
I mean, conspiracy theories are batting pretty well right now.
Mine's the Mookie Betts one. Like, Mookie Betts flat out said, yeah, we were cheating in Boston, and everybody was doing it. Mm-hmm. And, like, we don't take him seriously. Like, why doesn't Mookie Betts get booed?
Wait, what did he say over there?
Like, why don't we take Mookie Betts seriously? Because he went to L.A.? Like, he won a World Series doing the same thing that the Astros were doing in 17. And, like, oh, yeah, everybody was doing it. Yeah, we had a system. Everybody was doing it. Why doesn't he get booed everywhere he goes? Why are the Dodger fans going to boo Springer?
It's all about the video evidence. I mean, we all know that's why the Astros get. Yes, it is. It's because you could see it. You could hear the trash can. So, like, it's for a lack of a better comparison, seeing the Ray Rice video is like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
And you hear about other ones, you're like, well, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Like you see that? The breakdown by John Boy was like, oh, damn.
But if they were bad, I don't think anybody cares. If they went 72-90 that year.
For sure.
Like, I think they all met winning.
They'd be the butt of
the
jokes
evidence.
Versus the butt of hate.
Like, there was a team using a Theragun. I think it was the Brewers or the Rockies. I can't remember. They were using a Theragun. We could probably go listen to their games. The little massage thing.
What do you mean they were used? For what?
Oh, to make sounds.
Yeah.
They were stealing
signs, and they were banging the Theragun against the
bleacher. Yeah, but no one cares
the bleacher.
Because they didn't win.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Like, you didn't take anything away from anybody.
And the truth of the matter is that everybody knew that stuff was going on back then, that every team was taking, like, measures to prevent them from doing it. There's only several teams who are not, and they're usually the bad teams, like the White Sox and the Blue Jays at the time. The Brewers in 15 were cheating. They were stealing signs that they wanted in 15. Or not the Brewers, the Royals. The Royals in 15.
Were they?
Yeah.
I never heard that.
Yeah, I had a player tell me that.
How were they doing it?
I don't remember the semantics. They didn't tell me the semantics. It's just that they were doing it.
That ALDS or ALCS was one of the best.
Yes.
One of the best series. I recovered the Royals that year in Wichita, Kansas. And that run by them was one of the best baseball runs I've ever seen because of the way they played the game. The games were, like, wildly entertaining. And that series against the Astros was nuts.
Astros were up 2-1, lead late.
Like, eighth inning, and then that ball down the right corner.
Yeah, I think that was the big hit that inning. Tony Sipp was pitching. There was a ground ball up the middle that Correa filled cleanly, double play, out of the inning. Sipp did deflect it.
So much fun.
Correa did hit two home runs in that game, though. 713-780 ESPN. Things in sports that don't get talked about enough. Jose Canseco says somebody. Oh, Big Ben's case.
Big Ben's a good one.
Big Ben kind of did get kind of away with that. Kareem Hunt says somebody else. He's kind of gotten forgiven about that.
NFL running backs don't have a great history.
Nope. Nate Newton, Joe Paterno. Yeah, that was a bad one.
But I mean, when the question is. If someone says these, you're just like, yeah, that was really bad. I mean, it's not like we're going around talking like, hey, man, remember that Sandusky thing? Like, what's up? How you been?
Yeah.
Hey, man, how you been? You remember that Mike Tyson rape case? Like, it doesn't just come up in conversation.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're forgotten. But if you talk about the biggest ones, there are certain ones that don't get mentioned when you do mention the biggest scandals in sports, like the Kobe Bryant one.
Hunter Atkins fall from grace at the Houston Chronicle doesn't get talked about enough.
I mean, Tiger Woods stuff is like a little... kind of swept under the rug, although it was more personal versus there were some legal things.
More morals, really, with Tiger.
It was just grimy and dirty and scummy.
Tiger's career is so weird, man. One of the more
fascinating wild life.
I know.
Like, his up and down and greatness and what was squandered and then I just crazy. And
I think his dad messed him up.
I think the loss of his dad messed him up.
I think his dad messed him up. I think he was. I think he was because he was micromanaging his life. Like, there's the HBO documentary where he was like micromanaging him in high school, like forced him to break up with his high school girlfriend. Like, I don't think he ever had like a real childhood. Almost similar to like Michael Jackson a little bit. Like Michael Jackson, I think got screwed up because his parents made him a child star as soon as possible.
Yeah, I can't speak on it. I mean, maybe his dad allowed him to become Tiger Woods.
Well, I think he groomed him to become Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there was two different. I think it was Eldrick Woods and Tiger Woods, and then Eldrick felt the pressure of being Tiger, and it led to him just like a spiral.
Well, there definitely was that like mix of two human beings. Like there's Eldrick, and then there's for sure. And then we played a role in that in society, of course, in building this kid up to be like the greatest thing. And he was the greatest thing. And then the expectation, like it's a, I do not wish that for myself. As much as I want to like gain success in this business and the fame and notoriety comes with it, I definitely want like a limited amount of fame. If, not that I would ever come close to something like that. That just, it seems bad. Like way worse than it is good.
I have zero interest in fame and notoriety.
Did you ever hear about Brad Pitt was talking like, yeah, I was at home watching Netflix. And they're like, oh, shoot, you watch Netflix? He's like, dude, that's like all I do. I can't, what do you want me to do? Go to the store? Like you can't even, you can't leave your house. You can't leave your home. You can't travel in commercial. You can't go to the grocery store. You can't, you think Taylor Swift is even allowed out? I mean, it's not fun. It's not fun.
No, I wouldn't. That's, I would. I don't want fame and notoriety. I would actually hate it.
I want the perfect amount.
I want zero.
That leads to free things, a lot of money, and just like a good, like, hey, man, you're the best.
So you want handouts and wealth.
Yeah. That's the irony behind it is that, you know, I grew up with the son of a really famous actor, and we were talking to him one day, and he had all these TVs in his, like kind of in boxes in the walk. When you, as soon as you walk in, you're like, where the hell did you get all these TVs? He's like, they just send them to me. He's like 10 TVs. Like, dude, the richer you get, the less you pay for anything.
Yeah, that is true. Like everything just kind of hands things out to you.
Like that's what I want, but I don't, you know, I just want also everyone to think I'm great.
Also, I don't love people giving me things for free though. Cause I always feel like I owe them something.
If it's a corporation or someone sending them, I'm cool.
A little different. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's someone like giving me a gift, I'm like, God.
Yeah, you feel like you have to
reciprocate.
Like, yeah, exactly. Brian Kelly got a video guy killed at Notre Dame.
And that's a tough one. Did he? Was there a bad judgment call? Did he get him killed? That might be strong.
Every Major League Baseball team cheating and sign stealing, minus the Astros. Astros with the scapegoat. CP3 voided Lakers trade. That's a good call.
That's a very good call.
They weren't owned by like anybody, just the NBA, and they stepped in and voided the trade. Cam Newton college scandal.
Bro, if that dude wasn't a good-looking guy with a great smile and funny, that whole scandal definitely doesn't get swept under the rug the way it did.
Yeah.
For sure.
Not sports, but Britney Spears' dad. I'm not sure that – I don't know enough about that to really comment, but do I think that she needed a conservatorship?
Based on every video she's made since.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if he was in the wrong there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they probably screwed her up, too, because of childhood fame and, you know, being a pop star and all that. 100%. But I don't know if that was the worst thing for her.
What childhood stars have made it out well?
Very few.
Justin Timberlake's the one that comes to mind because he was in there with Britney. That have kind of come out like quasi, as far as we know from a public perception, normal. Like
Would you say Miley Cyrus?
I probably wouldn't say that.
She's not. I mean, she's kind of crazy, but she's not like illegally crazy. You know what I mean?
I mean, if you're putting a caveat on the, we all know you're nuts, but like, you know, haven't killed anyone. So
she's like Hollywood crazy, but not like crazy, crazy.
How about Amanda Bynes?
Ooh. Yeah. She was a childhood star.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know enough about
her. That's who she was. Well, she's certainly not famous for being, she's now famous for being crazy.
What did she do?
The All That, I believe.
And then what did she do in adulthood?
Just, I mean, type in her name and.
Like, I never knew what Amanda Bynes.
Well, let's just, here, let's just look at a picture. I just know her. That is, I mean, there's just.
Just like drugs and stuff?
Yeah, I think there's just a lot going on there.
Like, I knew she was, like, in, like, you know, a down point of her life, but I never knew the reason or, like, why or what. Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying. Just look at a picture. You'll get it.
Poor girl, man.
So, I mean, I don't laugh. Like, oh, these are people's lives. That's kind of what sucks when you talk about these people as if they're not human beings. And, like, there's not a whole lot of. You get it. How do we get in this? Golly.
Who was the beast from Baylor who had his career ruined by a girl lying? I forget his name. I know what you're talking about.
Well, how about the punter, the punk god from Arizona State? The punter that went.
Ariza.
That was wrongfully accused.
Yeah.
And like he wasn't drafted, was cut from the Bills.
Yeah.
Had to redefine his entire career because of some nutcase.
Putting for the Chiefs still?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he got signed by the Chiefs. I think he replaced Tommy Townsend.
False accusers should get what the punishment would be if the accused were
It's a good
sentenced.
Way to stop it.
God, it's gross. I hate that song. It's so bad.
Miley's not crazy crazy. Justin Timberlake just had the DUI and alcohol abuse thing.
Yeah, but to be fair, do you not have a friend that has a DUI? Have you not had a friend? I'm just saying, everyone's kind of knows that guy. That's a pretty good dude.
Yeah, it's pretty tame on the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, I mean, I am not saying that DUIs are like fine. They're not. Don't do them. They're really, really, really stupid, especially when you have money and it's easy to get an Uber. But, like, you know, everyone has knows someone that's gotten a DUI.
Maybe the Angels thing, the whole the pitcher that was that overdosed. That's going on in court right now. Skaggs, Tyler Skaggs.
Yeah, Tyler Skaggs, yeah.
And the clubhouse attendant and all that. Mm-hmm. Victoria Justice, Selena Gomez, childhood stars. It turned out okay. Yeah, I guess so.
Selena Gomez? It turned out okay? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, she's not bad, I don't think. Kendall Jenner and Kylie Jenner? I guess so.
I mean, they seem to have some daddy issues with their decisions in their dating life. The fact that everyone's in play.
Yeah.
Everyone gets to the paint.
Sheesh.
Everyone's dribble I don't know, drive I don't penetration.
Know, I don't know enough about their dating life. I know well, that...
I know way too much. We all know way too much. The fact that...
I just know about Kylie. That's all I really know.
Haven't they all dated everybody?
I thought that was more the older ones.
I don't know.
Kendall Jenner, I know she dated Devin Booker. Has she dated any other people?
Who's the Tristan NBA. Thompson one?
Tristan Thompson was Khloe.
Okay, well, they're all... You know, listen, you're all kind of the same.
Yeah, that was Khloe. They have a baby together. Yeah. What did you say?
Half the NBA.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come that can't on. Be normal.
Why are we taking shots at the Jenners / Kardashians?
Back to sports, Jameis Winston.
Crab legs.
Travis Scott was the one who dated Kylie. But I don't know anything else than that. I mean, crab legs wasn't the worst that Jameis Winston did.
No, it wasn't.
I love Jameis Winston, though.
How do you not?
He's my favorite.
How do you not adore that personality?
He's my favorite backup third-string quarterback in the history of the game. Well, besides Case Keenum. He's second. Second behind Case.
Have you seen all the memes with Jameis Winston and with him acting as Donkey and like Shrek and Donkey just annoying the hell out of Shrek? And it's like, that's what it's like to sit next to Jameis on the bench and just him sitting there singing and like, what the hell are you talking about right now, dude? What a weirdo.
The John and Lance hot mic incident doesn't get talked about enough.
What was that?
I can't say.
Oh, come on. Play it.
That. All right. 713-780-ESPN. I was told not to talk about that. Junkie of the day. Who's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe featuring Will on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. You know what today is? Of course you know what today is. It's a Friday. You know what you like to do on Friday? You like to have a drink. And if you're going to have a drink, you need to have Higgins Boat Rum. It's rum on a mission. Higgins Boat Rum is known as the Texas Bourbon Drinker's Rum. It's bold. It's smooth. It's steeped in history, too. Honors the greatest generations. Perfect to sip neat on the rocks or a big rock like me. Higgins Boat Rum is excellent for crafting your Texas-inspired cocktails. Try your old-fashioned with it. The classics, too. Pina Colada, Mai Tai, maybe. It's perfect with all of them. Higgins Boat Rum pays tribute to our military heritage, too. It's named after, you might know this, the iconic landing craft that turned the tide in World War II. Higgins Boat Rum donates 10% of profits from every bottle to Camp Hope to support our veterans. So you're honoring heroes with every pour. Higgins Boat Rum uses the Percedo craft technology that we've all grown to love, makes it smoother, enhances the natural flavors and aromas, and gets rid of all the bad stuff. It removes the harsh elements. Follow Higgins Boat Rum on all their socials. You're going to get tasty cocktail ideas, live updates, behind-the-scenes stories, but it is fantastic. Do yourself a favor and get your hands on Higgins Boat Rum, a top premium shelf rum at a great great price. Get your bottle now, HigginsBoatRum.com. Shipping to 48 states across the U.S. at HigginsBoatRum.com. Sip, savor, salute.
ESPN 97.5. It's
Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
We'll Kunkel in for Joe George today. Enjoyed it. The preview college basketball exhibition doubleheaders coming to the Fort Bend Epicenter this Sunday. Catch high-level college hoops featuring Texas A&M and Arizona State at 4. The second-ranked Houston Cougars, last year's national runner-up, taking on Mississippi State at 6:30. Going to give away a pair of tickets right now. If you can name the preseason defensive player of the year in college basketball, according to CBS yesterday, you're going to win a pair of tickets. 713-780-3776. You're the first caller to call in. Defensive preseason player of the year, according to CBS. You're headed to the preview college basketball exhibition. If you didn't win, well, you can get your tickets right now at etix.com. Going to be a great time. Dress rehearsal for the season and some very, very good programs, top-notch programs there. What are you more interested in tonight, Will? The World Series, which you can listen to right here on ESPN 97.5 that follows us, or Houston Rockets home debut?
I got YouTube TV, so I can do the split screen.
Okay. Can you pick what is on the split?
Yes.
Okay, I was unsure. I don't have YouTube TV.
No free ads, but yes. You might
lose ESPN, though.
I'm more interested in the World Series just from an overarching, the World Series in general, but I'm definitely interested in tonight's game of the Rockets.
I'm more interested in the Rockets game.
Because you bet on them.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have mattered. I would have been more intrigued with the Rockets game tonight.
If you put $100 on the Dodgers tonight, would that change?
No, not really. I'm pretty good at separating church and state. I don't really sweat games much. It's in the books. I'll find out later.
You're not betting enough then.
Probably not. But I also don't want to, because then I end up like Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier, where I'm fixing games somehow. I'm throwing water on the floor to get somebody to slip.
I wish you had that pull. I wish you were. I wish.
Honestly, my interest, and I'll keep an eye on it for sure, but my interest in the baseball playoffs died the moment the Mariners died. Once they were eliminated, that was the peak of my playoff baseball, and I'm kind of disinterested in the World Series.
I force myself to be interested. I think I'm one of those guys that if it's not in front of me, and if my team's not playing and then the game's not in front of me, I'm good. I don't. But if it's in front of me,
sure,
I'm definitely interested, especially with that. What's the Rogers Center? Is that where the Blue Jays, that building that creates an atmosphere of fun? It is crazy. That George Springer home run was absolutely insane. And you kind of, for some people, that's a where were you type of moment. Certainly Blue Jays fans, but I was crossing paths. People, there was an event in the Heights called Booze and Brews or something on 19th Street. And people were walking down the street and someone came up to me. He's like, bro, did you see that George Springer home run? My wife and I, we had it on and we didn't really care about the game, but we saw it and it was crazy. That whole scene was nuts. And that's kind of what makes this World Series at least some much fun, is that the atmospheres are pretty fun. And then, of course, the star power with the Dodgers and the hate that so many fans have with the Dodgers, and especially around here, is good.
I do want the Blue Jays to win. I'm pulling for the Blue Jays.
I guess the Dodgers, me too, I agree. I don't love the Blue Jays, but I do love their roster construction, and I love the way they play the game. I think it's the way that you're supposed to play it, with the ability to play small ball, hit the ball line to line, get the job done. I just hate the way that analytics have ruined baseball. Not that they don't use analytics, but they play the game 1-9 properly.
Yeah. Bichette active, too, for the Blue Jays. He's hitting cleanup and playing second base, position he hasn't played since the minors, which is hilarious. All right, you're going to do it for us. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Ryan for doing all the hard work. He's Will Kunkel. I'm Jeremy Branham. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks, boys.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.